The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Personal digs, surprise witnesses and actual receipts. Well, it could be the description of a spicy reality TV show reunion, but in fact, it's all par for the course on an average day at the small claims court. But is the process keeping up with the changing times, and how fit for purpose are Ireland's so-called people's courts? News Talk reporter Sarah Madden sat in on Court 23 at Dublin's Four Courts this week, and she joins me now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
You've taken up a voyeuristic hobby of old.
I have, Pat, yes, yeah. Now, I've ditched TikTok for the wooden benches of the Dublin District Court, and I was in there observing justice in action this week. It was very interesting for me, but as you'll hear from the claimants that I caught up with, not everyone felt they got the justice they were after.
We had a case, we felt negligence from the management company in an apartment that we own. We contacted the management company to rectify, and they didn't fix it for, say, 5 months. So the damage that was caused, we got it fixed, and we were just looking for reimbursements then.
So I had a dryer, I bought it online, and it wasn't drying my clothes. And I informed them then within the right length of time that I'd like to return it. But they insisted on an engineer, so I did get the engineer out, and the engineer plugged in his computer into it. The computer said the dryer was working fine, but the clothes were still wet.
I wanted to get my full deposit back, which was 726. It was a matter of principle. I have heard so many stories from other people who had issues either with their landlords or leaseholders, and I just frankly seek justice.
It was very, very difficult. There were just a series of emails over and back, over and back. It felt like they were favouring the company that had sold me the dryer the whole time.
Yeah, like I was very intrigued. It's something that I've always said I'd like to do, is go into the courts and look at it. But it's obviously, life takes over, you never get a chance. It was very interesting to be able to go in and listen to the cases. There was no he said, she said. It was all factual, and I thought the judge was very to the point. She didn't let her ramble on when people are trying to elaborate. Yeah, it was a very interesting experience, definitely.
I felt like it was too rushed, and I felt like the judge didn't take consideration of the reason why I moved out, and that was pointing out is that they were fraudulent and lying to me. In the end, I did win, but not fully. I will be paid only 377, a taste of like a bittersweetness.
And it was exhausting, and it took its toll. I lost faith in them, all of the system with that, to be honest with you, and I wouldn't go through them again. Because of that, we've got a car that's just died, and I'm not going to go fight that. I'm just too exhausted. We'll just let it go.
We were successful in our case. We were reimbursed of the full amount, which was 1750. We were delighted. We're just happy that the service is there.
So, Sarah, much variety in the experience and outcomes at the Small Claims Court in Dublin last week. So, who can actually bring forward a claim, and how does the whole process work?
Well, the first thing to understand, Pat, which I found very interesting, is that the Small Claims Court isn't actually a court.
Oh.
No, it's a procedure, and it has quite limited jurisdiction and a relatively low financial ceiling on claims. But let's hear from Dr. Cliona Kelly from the UCD Sutherland School of Law. I'm sure she can explain it far better than I can.
It's a procedure that allows consumers to resolve disputes that they're having with a business. And the idea is that it's a less formal and relatively inexpensive way for a consumer to resolve the dispute without needing legal representation. Businesses can also use this, provided that the claim doesn't exceed the maximum amount, which is €2,000. The amount it costs to bring a claim is quite low. It's €25 to use the procedure, which is significantly less than it would be to go through other sorts of procedures and claims. You can actually make the claim online on the court service website. The first step really is to try and figure out the dispute and figure out a solution without actually having to go to court. So the registrar will attempt to negotiate a settlement between the two parties, and it's only where that isn't possible that it will end up before the court.
Now, that sounds like an eminently sensible kind of procedure. Try to sort it out before you go before the bench. So how many cases made it into the chamber when you were there last week?
So there were 14 cases to be heard, but that was just within 4 hours. So it was a really lively and fast-paced court when I was there. And I have to say, even though the claim amounts were relatively small, you know, some of them amounted to just above €200, The stakes in the small claims court are really high. It's palpably tense. You know, there were personal insults being thrown across the courtroom. And there was moments of real comedy as well. You know, there were surprise witnesses brought up to shock the defence. And there was a scramble to find missing receipts among piles and piles of paperwork. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't actually allowed to record within the chamber, but I did get to speak with Justice Mary Quirk. She says it's the variety of cases and, of course, the claims and claimants that makes it so enjoyable to sit on the court in a bi-monthly capacity.
We can have the hairdo that went wrong, the dating agency that didn't deliver in terms of finding the right candidates for dates. We've even had a case against a dog groomer for a grooming that was deemed or considered to be not fit for purpose.
In the case of the hairdo, was evidence provided for that? Pictures of green roots or something?
Yes, as I recall. I think consumer rights are very important. Allowing people to speak what they believe was their injustice and making sure that they feel heard. Hopefully I do that. Though I do insist that they get to the point at a certain stage, that it's actually very important for society that that's available. And it can create problems for people. It can affect their well-being if they feel that an injustice has happened to them and that they don't have a remedy. I personally like to highlight at the beginning that it's called the Small Claims Court, not because these matters are not significant or important for people, but because the jurisdiction of the court is limited. I think it's important to validate people.
Mm-hmm. You've been called Dublin District Court's Judge Judy. Do you like that name?
Well, I wish I had her money.
Wouldn't we all? Well, we know the kinds of cases that come before the Small Claims Court, but actually, Sarah, how many in a year?
Well, we don't actually have the 2023 figures yet. Those will be coming out in June. But we do know that in 2022, about 2,159 cases were initiated, with about 1,594 of those being settled out of court. So just over 400 actually went before the judge. But what's interesting is that the total number is actually less than half it was pre-COVID. So the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, who I was speaking to, said although it had gone down, you know, almost by half, last year they actually referred more than 9,000 people to the Small Claims Court. So that number is going up again. I spoke with Gráinne Griffin, who's Director of Communications at the CCPC, and she feels that the cost of living crisis, inflation, price hikes, etc., may be impacting the efficacy of the Small Claims Court and its mission.
I mean, the small claims procedure is there and it's €2,000 and that hasn't been changed in some time. And I suppose increasingly we do find that consumers get in touch with goods that are just too expensive to go forward to the small claims court. And that puts them in a really difficult position because they've already suffered a loss potentially of quite a lot of money. And then they're facing into a situation where they might need to go and pay a solicitor fees to get a case taken through the district court themselves. You know, and for many people, they'll just feel like that's something they're not able to take on. I mean, we really see this come to the fore in some of the kind of issues like maybe couches. We see it in cars a lot. Like in 2023, we saw nearly 5,000 contacts in relation to people who had experienced difficulties after buying a car and needed to follow up. And in 75% of those cases, the issue that they had or the value which that was in dispute was over €2,000. It's not uncommon now for laptops to cost over €2,000. I mean, the strange thing here is that the European small claims limit is actually €5,000. So if somebody was to buy like an Apple MacBook or a high spec laptop that was going to cost over €2,000, they would actually have stronger rights if they're in Ireland buying it from like a French or German supplier online than they would buying it from the Irish distributor, because they can go through the European small claims process if something goes wrong. So that's something that we'd really like to see changed.
What about this issue of the fee?
Well, I suppose there is just at the moment one set fee of €25 for the small claims process. Now, that might represent quite good value for somebody going in with quite a high claim. But we also know that for an awful lot of people who contact us, the value of the claim that might be in dispute is quite low. In fact, the average value that was reported in our consumer detriment report was €60. That was generally what was at stake when something went wrong. I mean, it would seem that €25 is quite a lot to spend on top of that, particularly given that the fee is non-refundable.
It's interesting, since the claims are so low, in some cases 60 euro, and you're paying 25 to get 60, the waste of your day as well.
Yeah, it is that. And it's these sort of maybe barriers to justice that the CPC want to see removed. Well, I spoke with Robert O'Neill, who was in the small claims court the other day. We heard from him in the earlier Vox, and he successfully brought a claim against his apartment's managing company for negligence. And I asked him what he thought of the fee. And surprisingly enough, he thinks it should stay.
I think the fee is important, and I think it's very little. I think you'd think twice if it was higher. I think if someone has to put money on the counter, they'll think about it. My personal opinion is if they take the fee away, you'll have everybody claim it for everything, which is a bit ridiculous. And if it was me, I would say the fee should be higher. For us, we said, actually, we'll do it because it was only 25 euro. But if it had been 100, 200, we probably would have done it, but we really would have thought about it. So, yeah, personally, I think it's important there's some sort of fee.
Then lastly, there'll certainly be some people listening today who will say bringing something to the small claims court is maybe a bit petty. What do you sort of say to that?
I just think justice is justice. Like, I think it's more principle than anything else. Like, if someone gets unfairly treated for 1 euro, 50 euro, 100 euro, I think they should be treated fairly. And I think if a business is treating someone badly, they should be pointed out. And if a consumer is doing it badly as well, I think they should be pointed out as well. I think it makes it fair. I think it makes it fair. And I think it's a very important service.
That's Robert there concluding your report, Sarah. It's interesting. He's saying you have to have some kind of entry level because people will claim for everything because it's free. And people don't appreciate stuff that's free.
That's true.
And the other thing, to raise the level to maybe 5 grand or even more, because of the things that we tend to buy now are much more expensive.
Yeah, the things we need on our day-to-day, like, you know, laptops for work, etc., sure, they can be easily over 2,000. So if we want to continue to have a people's court, then yeah, maybe we should raise it.
All right, Sarah Madden, thank you very much for that.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.